morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. We have over 20 ships on the Columbia River ship schedule today. A lot of them are in the Astoria anchorage, and sometimes this happens. Ships kind of bunch up there. Sometimes they want to come in out of bad weather, and they come in and anchor. And when they do that, they're undergoing inspections in the anchorage sometimes, and also they're waiting for a berth upriver. So if a ship comes in and can't go upriver for one reason or another, perhaps there's another ship where it needs to go to pick up its cargo. It simply has to wait until that ship is done. And sometimes orders for ships change. And so a ship will come in and anticipate it's going to leave in a day or two, and then the orders change. I was on board a ship up in Canada where the orders for the ship changed while we were in port, and they added more cargo. So that gave us an extra day in port, which was just very interesting to see how flexible things are, because it really is all about the cargo and transporting it safely and loading the ship carefully. And so it's not like ships are not like buses and trains. They really are moving at the discretion of the people on board and the people who are handling the cargo and that kind of thing. So they sometimes can be delayed by weather. They can be delayed by changes to their itinerary. They can be delayed by a ship needing to wait to get into a berth, things like that. So we have 6 inbounders, 12 in the Astoria and Rice Island anchorages today, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Speaking of heading downriver and out to sea, let's take a quick look at the weather. The overview of our marine weather is that we sit between weather systems right now in this midweek point with a low to our south off the coast of Northern California. You may have read about that atmospheric river that is just dumping water on California. This low will strengthen and drift north. And if you look at some of those apps that show you how the satellites, things of the weather, that some of that California weather is going to drift north to us, turning our winds more easterly tonight into Thursday, and a stronger frontal system from the Gulf of Alaska will come in Thursday night and Friday. Gordon McCraw was talking about those two systems kind of working together to bring us more rain. We have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until noon today, and north winds in the forecast. About up to 10 to 15 knots. They'll move around to the northeast later on in the day. Wind waves from the north 2 feet at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 10 feet at 13 seconds. They'll subside a little bit in the afternoon. And today we're going to be talking about the New Carissa, quite a very visible shipwreck on the Oregon coast that was there for about 9 years, apparently. So let's talk about ships that are moving and not aground today. We have coming in this morning, we have the Bunum, if I can read here, Bunum Brave. My printer is acting up a little bit. Arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She probably will pass Astoria or did about 8 a.m. That would put her in the anchorage. She could be out there already. The Vita Cosmos is arriving from South Korea. She's also headed for Astoria's anchorage, probably will be there at about 1:30 p.m. The Pantera Rosa is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m., probably around 9:30 p.m. She'll be in the Portland-Vancouver area. The Overseas Boston is a petroleum tanker arriving from Long Beach, California, around maybe 4:30 past Astoria, heading upriver to the Portland area. So, you know, 6 to 8 hours there. The ATB, the articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, a Crowley Maritime-owned vessel arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland, refined petroleum products on board there, maybe 5 p.m. past Astoria. And another Crowley vessel, the Ocean Reliance, another ATB rig arriving from Ferndale later tonight around 10:30 inbound, also refined petroleum on board there. In the Astoria anchorage, the Star Amethyst arriving from leaving the Astoria anchorage to go up to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll head out around noontime. The glorious Kamigari is awaiting orders along with the Navios Prosperity 1, the Little Prince, the Apollo. This is in the anchorage off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. The Arosa, the Victoria, the Agia Skeppy, the Goya, the Vita Spirit, the BLC First, and the Aspasia Luck. And those last three ships are up by Rice Island there on the north side of the river. But there are so a lot of ships in the anchorage that you can get out a pair of binoculars and take a peek at them. And our outbounders, the Capitan Georgis is leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 3 p.m. The Shinano is leaving Portland around 5:30 p.m. with wheat on board. The ANSAC Columbia, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation is leaving the Port of Portland about 6:30 p.m. with soda ash on board. The India Vision is leaving Vancouver around 11 o'clock tonight with weed on board. And the Arcus is leaving Longview with weed on board around 11 o'clock this evening. Well, let's talk about a ship that was not nearly as fortunate as these that were just talked about, which are mobile and moving and doing their jobs. The New Carissa was a big deal for years here on the Oregon coast. If you live here, you remember it. If you're new, you might not, but you've probably heard about it in the news. I'm going to read you some excerpts from accounts online from something called the Oregon Encyclopedia and also some items from Wikipedia about what happened there and about how it pertains to ship traffic that we see here all the time. Because what happened to the New Carissa has actually happened to many ships historically over the many years that ships have been coming to the Columbia, in that a ship was essentially blown onto the beach by bad weather. And that is a kind of occupational hazard for vessels operating offshore. The swells tend to come from the west, the weather tends to come from the west, and the chances of a ship having to guard against being blown up on the beach are pretty big here. So I'm going to read you a little bit of this. The New Carissa was a 639-foot freighter that wrecked near North Bend, Oregon, on the beach, Ocean Beach, on the morning of February 4th in 1999, causing what many experts consider to be Oregon's worst oil spill disaster. High winds and 26-foot swells drove the ship aground south of Horse Fall Beach, about 3 miles north of the jetty. The 23-man crew on the ship was rescued by midday, but refloating the ship proved more difficult as the storm continued to push the New Carissa deeper into the sands and kept rescue ships bottled up at nearby ports. So if you think about this for a minute, this is very similar to what happened to the Peter Iredale. And that wreck sat on the ocean for many, many years, and part of it is still there. So it sort of speaks to the importance of coastal ship handling and how you have to really guard against being blown up on the beach if you're on board any kind of a vessel offshore there. So even though the cargo hull of the freighter of the New Carissa was essentially empty, rescuers were concerned about the 400,000 gallons of fuel on board. So this is another interesting issue just about ships in general, that you think about fuel tankers with fuel, petroleum on board being a real risk of spilling their cargo. But really, it's a safety issue for every ship that comes near our shores, because every ship has a lot of fuel oil on it. And some of it is really heavy. It's called bunker oil. It's heavy and polluting and not a good thing to have leaking out of a ship. So it doesn't have to be a ship like a tanker full of petroleum, like the Exxon Valdez, to cause an environmental disaster. And so that is why safety is such a big deal here with bar and river pilots and the Coast Guard, because any ship that comes into the river has the potential of causing a real mess. So with the New Carissa, over 70,000 gallons of petroleum leaked onto local beaches and estuaries, causing the death of over 3,000 shorebirds and threatening many marine-based businesses. Attempts were made to pump the fuel. They were unsuccessful, so they decided to burn the New Carissa to get rid of what remained. That caused the ship to split in half. There was an explosion and a fire, and they tried to tow the bow section out to sea and sink it. Eventually, they were able to do that. The stern sat there for a number of years, and they finally got that out of there. But there were various lawsuits relating to this, and suits and countersuits. It was just a real nightmare for everyone in general. But it just speaks to the danger of our coastal area and how you know, the New Carissa is not the only ship to have grounded in that way on our shores. Let's go to the Columbia River Maritime Museum. You can see all the wrecks in the graveyard of the Pacific right here on the Columbia. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.